This is Radio Nepal. I'm Sonika Lamisane with the news, the headlines first. Bagmati State gives final shape to its Public Service Commission. District Administration Office in Dupalchok lifted curfew in Barabise Bazar. And China to ban bags and other single-use plastic by 2022. Now the news in detail. Bagmati State has given final shape to its Public Service Commission after the Recommendation Committee recommended its two members. The Recommendation Committee, comprising Chief Minister of the State Dormoni Powdel, State Assembly Speaker Sanu Kumar Shrestha, and Leader of Main Opposition Party Indra Bahadur Bania, recommended former Joint Secretary Sudarshan Dhakal and Professor of Tribhuvan University Teaching Hospital Maharajganj Dr. Sarmila Neupani as the members of the Commission. The Secretariat of the Chief Minister informed that the preparation was being held to administer the oath of office to the recommended members today itself. The District Administration Office in Dupalchok has suspended a curfew imposed indefinitely on Sunday in the Barabise Bazar in the district following clashes between the police and the affected locals over a road widening issue. The affected locals have been protesting Barabise municipality removing them from the sides of the Orniko Highway during a road widening, accusing them of encroaching public lands. Curfew removing followed the formation of a committee to the probe issue, said Chief District Officer Goma Devi Chengjong. The 7 members committee is tasked with submitting a report in this regard within 7 days. An all-party gathering on Sunday formed the committee led by Municipality Officer Yug Bahadur Khadka. Ward chairperson of the respective wards and police officers and land surveyors are members of the committee. Necessary steps on the matter will be taken acting on a report to be submitted by the prop committee, said CDO Chem Jung. The local administration had clamped down curfew from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Sunday to take the situation under control after a clash erupted between the police and the demonstrators who protested the demolition. 4 Korean and 3 Nepali nationals who went missing in avalanche in Annapurna trekking zone are still unknown. They lost contact following the occurrence of avalanche around Hinku Cave, located at an altitude of around 32 meters at 10 a.m. on January 17. However, some foreign and domestic tourists had managed to escape the incident. Whereabouts of Nepali tourist guide Saroj Pariyar, helper Min Bahadur Lama Tamang and Chiring Bhote and Korean nationals Lee Min Chu, Jong Pil Bong, Kim Joka and Joy Cho Won is still unknown. Organizing a press release on Sunday, Trekking Agencies Association of Nepal Town, Western Association Pokhara said search for the missing has been troubled due to unfavorable weather condition. Town Chair Hari Bujal informed that the incident site has been thickly covered with snow since snowfall is still continuing. The second Nagarkot festival is to be held in a bid to make the Vij Nepal Year 2020 a success. The main slogan of the festival is Natural Heritage, Art and Culture and Tourism Development, Basis for Nagarkot Progress. Preparations are over for the festival to be held at Batase Hill on 24 to 26 January, said Nabin Gurung, chairperson of the host organization Nagarkot Naldam Tourism Development Committee. The festival, aiming at attracting more tourists to tourism site Nagarkot, is to be held at the estimated cost of Rs. 4.6 million, informed committee's vice chair Don Bahadur Lama. Nepal police has arrested 3 youths in possession of narcotic drugs. A police squad from police post Kanchari busted Baljit Das, 20, of Lakshmi Purpatari Rural Municipality, Patharganda, and Indrajit Sahani, 18, of Lahan Municipality, from Bariarpatti Rural Municipality, Badahari. According to Sirha District Police Office, the police arrested them after recovering contraband in course of carrying out security screening of their bike. You are listening to Nepal's 2 p.m. News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. Storms have brought heavy rain to fire hit regions of eastern Australia, but authorities warn the nation's bushfire crisis is still far from over. More than 80 blazes were still burning across New South Wales and Victoria on Monday despite downpours. Melbourne and Canberra have been hit by heavy storms with hail as big as golf balls falling in some areas. Hundreds of emergency calls were made as help smashed office windows and car windshields in the nation's capital. Further severe storms were also forecast for Sydney and Brisbane late on Monday. Victoria, New South Wales and Queensland experienced heavy rainfall and floods in recent days, bringing relief to some blast zones. But strong winds have also generated dust clouds, temporarily blacking out in the sky in New South Wales towns such as Orange and Dubbo. Dozens of communities across Australia's southeast are still reeling from fires, which have been described as the most destructive on record. China, one of the world's biggest users of plastic, has unveiled a major plan to reduce single-use plastics across the country. Non-degradable bags will be banned in major cities by the end of 2020 and in all cities and towns by 2022. The restaurant industry will also be banned from using single-use straws by the end of 2020. China has for years been struggling to deal with the rubbish its 1.4 billion citizens generate. China produced 60 million tons of plastic waste in 2010, followed by the US at 38 million tons, according to online publication Our World in Data, based at the University of Oxford. Several significant powers signed a landmark agreement to limit foreign interference in the war in Libya and to push the country's warring factions towards a peaceful end to the fighting. Speaking to journalists after a much-anticipated summit in Berlin, German Chancellor Angela Merkel and UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said Sunday's agreement advances a political process and rules out a military solution to the conflict which escalated. Sunday's deal marks a new stage in diplomatic attempts towards ending the country's most recent bout of fighting, which began when Redanet military commander Khalifa Haftar's Eastern-based forces began an assault on capital Tripoli last April, leading to more than 9 months of fighting in which more than 2,000 people have been killed, according to the United Nations. Reports of armed troops and cash flooding into Libya from foreign allies in recent months have led to concerns over spiraling violence amid Haftar's offensive. With this, we have nearly come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Bagmati State gives final shape to its Public Service Commission. District Administration Office in the Palchok lifted curfew in Barabisi Bazar and China to ban bags and other single-use plastic by 2022. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin is at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.